There's something else you should know about God. Who created God? The question itself is paradoxical. God is not created, he is the creator. He is the necessary existence. In order to recognize this, we have to understand what existence actually is. In the common understanding, existence itself is limited because the very fact that it exists implies that it might not exist or that it once did not exist before it came into existence. Do you even know what existence is? Let's take a look a moment at the word existence, the fact or state of living or having objective reality. It comes from the Latin word ex, which means out. Like when an ex-husband says something bad about his ex-wife, meaning that they're not married anymore. They've come out of the state of marriage. And sistere, which means to make a stand. It's from this that we get the root word sist. To assist or help is to stand by someone in order to give aid. To consist is to be made up of a number of things put together. To persist is to refuse to stop doing or saying something. In reality, the origin of all things is the only subsisting one. It is that substantial, firm thing. To exist is to appear real. Existence, in our understanding of it, would not be able to exist without the original sist, the self-subsisting, Allah. Existence, in the common understanding of it, comes from the original self-subsisting. That's why Allah is referred to as the necessary existence, because without it, nothing would exist. All right, so maybe that's a little bit deep. Let's go back to the Quran. Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. Now, it should be clear by now that this does not mean that Allah is a physical light. This is a metaphor to understand Allah. An enlightening commentary into the light of the Holy Quran, volume 11, mentions that light is something that is in itself bright and causes the brightness of other things. In Islamic culture, several things have been mentioned as light, including the Holy Quran, tradition, knowledge, wisdom, faith, guidance, Islam, the Holy Prophet, and the infallible imams. Now, in order to understand this profound metaphor, let's take a source of light, like the sun. The sun sends its rays of light across the expanse of darkness. Let's imagine for a moment that the sun is the creator and the particles of light are the created. The particles of light are existence emanating from the original source, i.e. the sun, which is the true subsisting thing. The existence, the particles of light, would not exist without the source. And to see the light, but deny the existence of the sun would be ridiculous. This is how we can start to understand Allah. Except Allah is not the sun. He is the creator of all things. Known and unknown, seen and unseen, living or dead, high or low, in the heavens or the earth, on this planet and dimension, or other planets and dimensions. Imagine a beautiful painting, and imagine that the painting represents all creation. The painter is the creator, and if the painting were to turn around and think, but who painted the painter? The painting would be failing to recognize that the painter is not the painted. The painter just simply is. Allah is like this, except Allah is not just a painter. Allah created the concept of creation itself. He lies beyond the realm of imagined and unimaginable existence. Every time you think of something and you think, that could be God, then realize that that thing is not God. God is the creator of that thing you just imagined. This is the methodology used by the Prophet Ibrahim in the Quran, used to demonstrate to us the greatness of Allah. Ibrahim observes the star, the sun, and the moon, and ironically states that each of these must be his lord. But consecutively, the stars vanish, the moon dissolves, and the sun sets, proving their limitations. Thus does Ibrahim declare, "O my people, indeed I am free from what you associate with Allah. Indeed, I have turned my face towards He who created the heavens and the earth, inclining towards truth, and I am not of those who associate others with Allah." Following the same methodology as Ibrahim, who's known as the father of monotheism, we can discover the ultimate reality. We have to realize that everything that we could possibly ever imagine is still too limited to be Allah. That's when we'll start to get somewhere.